little bit more than mid screen, pop them up, shield slash, pop them up again, shield slash, charge star.
Hey, guess who's back? Back again. Yeah, no, I'm back. Whatever. Hey, guys, how you doing? Oh, yes, the pivotal episode of 151. Right?
151? 151. Last week was
Bacardi 151. How many original Pokemon was there in the red and blue version?
I didn't play Pokemon.
Where's Jesse and Mimi when I need them now? Damn it!
Well, Mimi would probably be able to just name them all off for you.
Just like back then when you know they make a rap about it after each episode.
Right?
Yeah. Name this Pokemon, my middle finger.
I actually had an app on my tablet for Windows 8 that was named as Pokemon. Oh, the little silhouette.
The silhouette, and then you know. Yes. Yeah, so well, I'm sorry, but we have to do the intro over again. So here we go. Welcome back to the famous Shaw Games Podcast, episode 151. I know, my bad. Kind of off this whole week since little spasm going on in my back. It's that old age thing, right, Wayne? Oh, well, you don't have any. You're fine, too skinny. yeah, so, man, we have a lot of news for you guys today.
There's a lot going on.
There's several games that are canceled. There's like one game that's canceled I was actually looking forward to. They announced it like a year and a half ago, give or take.
There's so much going on in the game.
Oh, yes, I know. Well, shall we get started? Well, what have we been playing for this week? Well, for me, I've been playing Whole Armor Killer Instinct Season 2 for the Xbox One. And what else have I been playing? Ultimate Marvel's Capcom 3. And I've been playing, Donkey Kong Country 2.
Nice.
Just for kicks and giggles, as always. And I brought out Killer Instinct for the Super Nintendo Entertainment System. The very first one. The one with the black cartridge, you guys. That's what I got. And I've also been playing, Spider-Man and Venom Maximum Carnage.
Nice.
That's, yeah, and the red cartridge versus kid cartridge. Yeah, that's, oh my god. Oh, that brings back a lot of memories for me. Lot of memories. I mean, what can I say? I've been playing it, having fun, still trying to find out where all the secrets are. I knew where to go anyways, but all that old school muscle memory that's coming back, and my brain's been sparking.
Right?
Yeah, no, I mean, it's a great way to spend a lot of downtime, like what I've been having this past week, or 2 weeks now-ish, give or take.
Yeah,
no, pretty nuts instead, yeah. Well, that's all been... Oh, other than Marvel Puzzle Quest on my Galaxy... On my Note 3. And that's about it for me this week. It's been a pretty epic day. Wayne, how about you?
Well, I've been getting a little more Halo's Master Chief Collection doing the Spartan Ops.
Yeah.
Still working through those. Trying to get back into quarantine on the PC, an old 94 DOS game where you drive around in a taxi trying to find ways to get out of a city. The taxi is customizable with all kinds of crazy weapons. I don't know, was Crazy Taxi... Crazy Taxi came after that, right?
I think so, yeah.
I think so. This is probably the precursor to that.
Oh, yeah, this is way before.
It was a pretty crazy game back then, and if you were lucky enough to actually have it on disc, which I was the only way to get it back then, nowadays you can find it online, if you're lucky. But if you have the disc, it actually has a pretty awesome soundtrack to it. You can actually play in a regular CD player. I don't have that anymore, right?
Yeah!
I do, I just don't know where. It's somewhere around here.
It's somewhere in this clutter that we call a studio.
Well, I don't know if it's in here or out there or...
Somewhere.
Under there or over that.
Or above the moon or whatever, you know, it's...
Yeah, I'll have to ask Neil Armstrong.
Can we eat, Neil Armstrong, Captain Neil Armstrong.
Yeah.
What else have you been playing, man? I know, well, you should play a whole lot more than that.
I have been playing, of course, more Marvel Avengers Alliance on Facebook, doing the Age of Ultron Special Ops right now. It's getting pretty intense on that.
Oh, yes.
I'm on the third mission, getting ready to... on my way towards the big final boss battle with Ultron. Which I'm looking forward to.
Too bad he was dumbed down.
Yeah. Other than that, Transformers Battle Tactics on the tablet still, Android. We just did a Combaticons? A special episode.
Nice.
Competition thing. I got two of the Combaticons. Unfortunately, I wasn't able to rank high enough to get the rest of them. But new team, new league. We got a full team now, so I'm sorry if you guys wanted to jump in, but the team is full now. We have all 10 players. But yeah, it's been fun playing that one. Getting, you know, it's kind of an interesting game, but it is fun and challenging. The missions make it more fun with the latest updates, the daily missions, and then the special episodes when they do those, usually on the weekends. And then Transformers Rising just had a big update. For that game, they gave you credit for doing a whole bunch of stuff you did in the past. So I ended up with a ton of credit for, you know, making purchases through the space bridge or items or whatever.
Good stuff, man.
So really going to help me build my team in the long run. And just other improvements to the game and the way things work. I've got a pretty good deck so far. I'm still got a ways to go to get up to the top of the leaderboard, but I've got a good deck. Got Devastator.
Devastator!
Got him leveled up quite a bit. I'm still trying to get him to triple S status, but he's double S now.
It'll take time, my friend. It'll take time.
It'll take time, yes. it will. I did download the new Halo Spartan game for Windows, but I haven't had a chance to play it yet, so I'll be hopefully getting a chance to do that sometime this weekend. But tomorrow I'll be working on a new computer build to upgrade our studio machine, so...
Yes! Missions have pictures on that tomorrow, Wayne.
I'll see if I can do some pictures on that one. It's probably going to be just me working on it, so I may not have as option to do much on that. Because we're trying to get it done quicker and get it done with.
you normally do a write-up on that anyway, so...
Yeah, I might be doing something on that. We'll see how things go tomorrow. I've got a busy day, so... But I do plan on getting that started. Other than that, as far as games, I think that's going to cover it.
Does that actually cover it?
Mm. Yeah, I think so. I can't really think of anything else that I played.
Well, of course, for a late breaking news, well, since Age of Ultron's coming out.
Oh.
I watched it last Saturday. Or actually, this past Sunday. The Price of Working with the Military. So the day when... the theater holds about a little over 1,500 people, 1,500 bodies.
Okay.
And got in line around 1 o'clock in the afternoon, waited for a couple of my friends, and we went inside around 2:30. They gave us the band and everything, and mind you, this is all for free. By around 3:15 hits, Avengers, the first one, came out. So, you know, it's the first movie they played. 6 o'clock, 6:50, about 6:10 is when the movie ended. And we waited about 20 minutes, went outside, come back in, and, well, of course, Age of Ultron comes out. I don't want to spoil anything, but go watch it. It's awesome.
I think, based on our fan base, if you're listening to this podcast, you're probably going to be seeing it already.
Pretty much.
I'm planning on going, I think, on Sunday, or maybe even Saturday night, but most likely Sunday. That's my other day off this week. I'm definitely looking forward to that. I know Mimi and Jesse are trying to catch it at the Cinépolis, but if they can't get it tickets over there, they're probably going to catch it with me. And I'm definitely going to get seen in IMAX. There is no other option for me.
Regular IMAX, no 3D. Regular IMAX, no 3D. I'm not a big fan of 3D.
I like 3D.
I'm not. No, because we watched it on 3D, and the opening scenes, it's like out of a James Bond thing. I mean, there's like... stuff flying everywhere, and it's kind of hard to keep focus, especially with that 3D thing. I would just do regular.
Yeah, so I got a chance to watch... Where did I watch the other night? Via the Avengers cartoon, which is also dealing with Ultron right now.
Oh, nice!
And repercussions around Ultron. And they actually bring in Hank Pym as Ant-Man.
They're bound to do that.
But now I haven't seen Age of Ultron the movie yet, so I don't know exactly what's going to happen there. But in the cartoon, we are seeing what is quite possibly
the making of Ultron.
No, the making for Civil War. In the cartoon.
Well, this one hints at it. Everybody knows that.
I know it's going to hint at it, but in the cartoon, and little bit of spoiler here, because this happened actually started to happen the episode before, prior to this, but the Avengers are split into two groups now. They parted ways.
Really?
Iron Man, Captain America. And Spider-Man even came in as a temporary Avenger in the previous episode, and when he saw the lack of leadership and all that, he's like, screw it, I'm out of here.
He's like, this is...
Yeah. So that's kind of cool. Ninja Turtles cartoon was kind of fun, too. They're introducing the, Toxic Avenger, I believe it was?
Yep.
So he's showing up now.
Nice. More breaking news for you guys. Earlier today, there was a report on CinemaBlend saying that no deal has been finalized yet on who the new Spider-Man is.
Mm-hmm.
And if you guys haven't seen Ender's Game, the movie that came out about 2-3 years ago, guys, go watch it. The person who played Ender, his name's Asa Butterfield, and okay, he's the front runner as the new Spider-Man. He's an 18-year-old kid, so it looks like they're gonna bring him back to the old high school days, which is pretty cool.
Which is good, actually.
Yeah,
they should do that.
This guy should fit the profile very well.
Good.
He's a good actor. I really like him on Ender's Game. And if they do sign him, it's gonna be a pretty cool thing.
Nice.
And also, rumor is the new title from the Marvel side is gonna be Spider-Man and the New Avengers.
Ooh.
Yes. I mean, there's a lot. You guys have to pay attention to Age of Ultron. There's a lot of things going down.
Yeah, I kind of figured with this movie, with everything that's getting ready to tie into
it. And it's
it,
long.
Well, I expect that.
Yeah, longer than normal.
Did you get a chance to see Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D.?
Yes.
Ah.
Yeah, I know. Let's see.
It's going to tie directly into the movie, we know that.
Yep. Oh, and about a month ago when was it? Who's the director again for Age of Ultron?
I couldn't recall.
Yeah, well, okay. So, sorry, guys. So, the director of Age of Ultron, you know how he said, you know, there's always Easter egg after the second end credits?
Yeah.
When he said there's none, I kind of called the bluff. So, we stay till the end, so there's none. So, that's a spoiler I'm going to give you guys. Like, the very end.
Wow.
So, but there is, you know, there's a...
there's something on there.
Yeah, there's something on there after, you know, how they showed like all the main characters.
So I thought it was very intriguing with Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. that we actually got confirmation now that we are going into the Inhumans.
They have to.
We knew it was coming, but we actually have confirmation it's actually been put down
into stone.
Into stone now.
I was waiting for that, especially when Earthquake?
Yeah.
Came in. I was like, okay, it's done.
Yeah, we have some interesting characters. And wow, the character development is really picking up on some of these new characters,
really
too.
Really quick, too.
Last week, you missed it. Mimi, Jess, and I were talking about the Suicide Squad.
Mm-hmm.
We had the picture of Joker pop up.
Yes, that's the one that I posted. If you guys liked it, thank you.
What are your thoughts on that?
As a comic book guy, reading Suicide Squad, one, Joker was never in it. Everybody knew that. That's the number one thing I hate. I'm like, why would you introduce the Joker in a Suicide Squad, and especially if he's not part of it?
I understand that, too. Yeah.
Part two, how Jared Leto, one of my favorite singers, one of my favorite groups that he forefronts is 30 Seconds to Mars. As a dude that's 45 years old, he pulls it off perfectly. Like, the whole, you know, kind of Home Alone... You know, hands to the head with the, you know, open mouth screaming.
Yeah.
They kind of... The tattoo was a little too much. It doesn't really fit him very well.
Yeah, which apparently they're going to back off on the tattoos.
Yeah, I mean, so. You know...
I really didn't mind the tattoos as much. My thinking on that one was he fit the perfect kind of blend between the Jack Nicholson Joker...
And the Heath Ledger. He did.
Which is where we'd have to go at this kind of storyline where Joker kind of becomes more of a... You see more humanity in him.
But what type of humanity is in him? That's the real question.
See, that's the key right there, because you've got Harley Quinn. And you know from the comics for the Suicide Squad, as well as the animated side for the Suicide Squad, that's when things really heat up between Joker and Harley Quinn.
Indeed.
That's when Harley Quinn really brings out more from Joker. And that's, I think, leads to the point where he really snaps.
Where he really pretty much loses his freaking mind. But
anyways,
that's a lot of speculations. That's a lot of things going on. So we will see what will go on when the movie comes out in 2 years.
Yeah.
There's also, what else? Any other?
Well, also, it was hinted at, and I think they might have even been confirmed, that in Arkham Knight, we are going to be getting more than just Batman as playable.
Yes. I am looking forward to Arkham Knight, as well as everybody else around here. Yeah. Especially the new trailer that comes out, that hints of Robin and Nightwing.
Mm-hmm.
Awesome, awesome. Thank you, Warner Bros., for doing that. And what else? Any other late breaking news that we can cover before we start this full type of shenanigans?
I think the rest of the news we have is listed in there. I haven't had a chance to check the last minute Facebook news feed. You know, okay. That happens to give us
There's a lot of news feed too as well with that.
Yeah, there's a lot going on in the world, and you know a lot of unfortunately with the earthquake in Nepal, and the rioting over in Baltimore. Yeah,
Baltimore.
Yeah, there's a lot going on right now. So
there's a lot of stuff crazy going on. So let's go. Shall we start with the news? What we have here right now?
And if we see anything on Facebook, we'll let you know.
Yep.
First thing is going to be Silent Hills.
So the new Silent Hills has been canceled. It was shown about, 1.5-2 years ago?
Somewhere in there.
Yeah, I know. That features, what's his name? God, I can't remember the actor's name. The guy who plays Daryl Dixon in The Walking Dead. He's actually, you get to play as him. It sucks though. I mean, I'm a huge fan of Silent Hill. Any words on that too, Wayne? Why they canned it?
Basically, it all comes down to what is it? Kojima?
Yeah.
Basically stepping away from products at this point. I think that's really what it is, from my understanding.
The main reason.
Because with you got him moving away from Solid Snake.
Metal Gear
Solid and all that too. I think there's some shakeup going on in there, and I don't know what's gonna happen with that in the future, but apparently their Konami is still keeping talks open with them to come back and do some other stuff. But I would say at this point,
don't
keep your hopes up.
Don't hold your breath that long.
This could be another Half-Life 3, the way this is looking.
It sounds like another Half-Life 3, but man.
But it could turn into a Duke Nukem Forever. You never know.
That's true. I mean, high hopes, low hopes, whatever. As long as it works.
Yeah. So, honestly, it's just, it's up in the air right now. At this point, it's not going to happen. So it could come back in a different form. Who knows? But right now, it's
dead. In a dirt full of whatever. So what the hell you logging into? So Jesse and myself, as a fan of Five Nights at Freddy's,
creepy.
Recently Five Nights at Freddy's came out. Five Nights at Freddy's 3 came out about month or so. 2 days ago, just announced the fourth entry into the indie horror game series, maybe the final one. What the hell you do? Go back, idiot. You see what I have to work with here, folks? So, Five Nights at Freddy's 4 has been announced, and it's supposedly, quote unquote, the final chapter of Freddy Fazbear.
Yeah.
And the image features a creepy new take on Freddy Fazbear. Move. Damn it. And this is a very scary light. It shows, you can move the cursor back and forth, a dark one and a light one. This one is very, very creepy as well.
Very detailed.
Yeah, the animatronic character features in the previous games holding a top hat. The text can be a bit hard to make out without bumping up to the contrast, but because additional details were revealed about the game. Five Nights at Freddy's 3 is the most recent entry in the series of the games, which was released back in March, about 2 months ago. The original Five Nights at Freddy's was well received. Typical. Thank you, Jesse, for getting me hooked onto that.
Of course, the movie's in the works.
Pretty cool. Film adaptation, let's see. Yeah, that's about it. So we'll give you guys more details when everything starts coming out. I won't be surprised if this comes out in about 3 months or so.
I'm sure Jesse will be playing it real quick.
Yeah. So have I. Dude, just hit refresh on your Facebook. Moron.
It will. Connection's really bad again.
Yeah, that's what you get for having a slow connection.
So, it looks like we are not going to be having Final Fantasy 15 showcase at E3 this year. Instead, they're going to be going straight to Gamescom. So, they're not going to be promoting it at E3, unfortunately. That's kind of
sad. You
know, all there really is. There may be a small trailer coming out sometime around E3 for the event, but that's about it. And of course, you know, a lot of people were expecting something big about this, but you know, this is Final Fantasy. They never really make a lot of sense when it comes to release information and so forth.
Hey, don't let Jesse hear you say that. He's gonna go batshit crazy.
Yeah, he could. So yeah, they won't be at E3 this year. That's really all there is to it.
Whack, whack. So it's just a long statement saying, nope, we're not gonna be there.
Yeah.
What else do we have here right now? Why would it hit refresh?
That's what I'm doing, sir. Also, things may be different for Microsoft at E3 this year.
A total 180? Maybe a possibility of that happening?
Well, apparently, there's been quoted that Microsoft is breaking from the mold of past E3 showings and will try something different this year. We don't know what exactly. We do know that they are planning to focus more on first-party games. And there's a lot of new properties coming out along with that.
Very interested.
But Phil Spencer has been quoted as saying there are some interesting changes this year for briefing and the week. I like it when we test ourselves to do better each year. He went on to say that Microsoft will talk about not only Xbox One games, but also titles for PC.
Indeed.
So both of that. Obviously, that's not a surprise, as Windows 10 is, you know, coming soon.
Oh, yes.
This summer, and it's going to be a big hit for gamers, the way it's designed.
This summer? They actually moved up the...
It's scheduled for launch this summer. Yes. No actual date yet, obviously, but...
Technically summertime when they said, alright, cool!
So, yeah, we don't know what they're gonna do this year. You know, it's gonna be something different, apparently. But, you know, we'll have to see.
Alright, here we go, guys. So, since the new Arkham Knight's coming out soon, there's a $40 DLC pass revealed. Offers 6 months of content, so plus a digital-only premium edition for the Batman games is also announced as well. Warner Bros. And Rocksteady Studios on Tuesday, which was yesterday, announced a DLC pass, season pass for their upcoming Cape Crusader game, which is Arkham Knight. I'm looking forward to that. Thank you, God. According to the message posted on Twitter, Arkham Knight season pass will be offered up to new content for 6 months after the game's release in June. Meaning through the end of the year, so pretty much the second half of the year. What's up? The content will take place from the story missions, super villains, and pretty much more, as what the developers say.
Yeah, so it looks like we're gonna get
a lot of good stuff.
Everything from Batmobile skills, advanced challenge maps, character skins, our alternate character skins, new drivable racetracks.
Nice.
Are also included. Yeah, let's see, the special Arkham Knight Premium Edition will actually come with the DLC pass and will be sold only through digital channels.
That's what's up.
Yeah. So
this will be a pretty cool thing going down.
So the better value is going to be the Premium Edition, which is going to be $100. So you get the game and the Premium Edition. It's pretty close to the same, but I think that's going to be the better value altogether.
Hmm. All right.
Not bad. So that's coming.
Not too
coming in
shabby.
June. And then, one of my favorite things to do is play pinball. I don't do it as often as I'd like, but I love playing pinball games, especially when I get the chance to play on an actual pinball table. You know, not just a game.
Yeah.
You know, video games, per se.
I agree.
But there is something going down between Valve and Zen Studios right now. They have actually posted a teaser image that they are teasing some kind of a partnership between the two.
Ooh. So, Zen Studios are maintained well for their nice games, especially the pinballs. And what else is going on here with that?
Well, basically, that's all there is. Zen has got a lot of stuff out with, you know, Pinball FX 2 and Zen Pinball 2.
Typical.
And there's a lot of good stuff. And they actually just released the Age of Ultron table for Pinball FX 2. I played a little bit of that the other day, actually. I forgot about that. Hey! So, it could be anything from, you know, tables based on Valve franchises to, you know, a collaboration between coding to make a better game. You know, we get a Half-Life, you know, table, a Portal table, Left 4 Dead, Team Fortress, or Counter-Strike.
Ooh, a Portal skin would be pretty cool.
That would be trippy.
I know, man.
That would be trippy.
Tell me about it.
I can't wait to hear more about this, quite honestly.
The cake is a lie.
And then we have some more sad news.
So, Ouya, is that how you pronounce it?
Yeah.
Facing debt issues, seeking a buyer, as the report would say, our focus is now trying to recover as much investor capital as possible, says the CEO in an email. Ouya, the company that behind the gaming microconsole of the same name, is seeking a buyer amidst debt issues. Mm-hmm. This report from Fortune magazine. The site was able to maintain an email sent by CEO Julie the investors and advisors earlier this month. Should have noticed, given our debt holders' timeline, the process will be quick. We are looking for expressions of interest by the end of this month. So, oh wow.
So
you have less than a day and a half left, you guys. So sorry.
Yeah. So this is kind of
a day and a quarter. My bad.
Kind of sad here. Obviously, it's possible that somebody's gonna buy them out and you know continue on with it, but they may just go under. You know, it all depends. This might be a good opportunity for somebody like Nvidia, who's trying to up their shield base or something like that.
Which is a good pickup for them if they do.
Yeah, but it's hard to say. I mean, there's many companies out there that could see value in this, but it's still hard to say, you know?
Yeah, I know.
All right, and then there's a little bit here with Halo 5. We have cover art.
This is very interesting, especially for the, as I said, the new Halo 5 Guardians is coming out this year.
Yeah.
This picture shows you the Halo 5 Guardians in the middle, and you have the left side, you have Spartan Locke. On the right side, you have Master Chief. But below that,
they each have their own team of Spartans.
Has their own team of Spartans. So, as you were speculating several episodes ago, this might be a dream. It's not.
No.
So, Spartans versus Spartans.
Yeah, we're gonna have some kind of conflict here.
A very much conflict of interest here.
Yeah, Microsoft has said that on the Xbox Wire that these Spartan soldiers will play a crucial role in the showdown between Master Chief and Spartan Locke.
Yeah, aka Agent Locke.
Yeah.
Hunter Locke.
Wow, it's gonna get crazy. Let me see what this was real quick here. So the New York-based Strong National Museum of Play this week.
Oh my God!
Of Play this week announced the finalists.
Hall of Fame finalists revealed.
The first wave of inductees into its World Video Game Hall of Fame.
So pretty much this is the Baseball Hall of Fame, NBA Hall of Fame, Football Hall of Fame.
Yeah.
The 15 finalists are as follows: 2009 Angry Birds, Doom, 1993, FIFA 1993. The Legend of Zelda, the one in the gold cartridge, 1986. Minecraft, 2009. Awesome. Oregon Trail, 1971.
Oh, yeah.
That was maybe even before I was born. Pac-Man, 1980.
And we still played it.
Pokemon, 1996. Yes! Yeah. Let's see.
Pong, of course.
That's what, 1972. Uh-huh. The Sims, back in 2000. Sonic the Hedgehog, 1991. I'm guessing that's the Sega Genesis Entertainment System.
Yeah.
Let's see, Space Invaders, 1978.
Of course.
Super Mario Brothers, 1990. Tetris, 1984.
Everybody's favorite, Tetris.
Oh, yeah. That's a classic. It's like Pong.
Yeah.
And, of course, World of Warcraft, 2004. This is a very, very good lineup.
So the inductees will be announced during a presentation at the museum in Rochester, New York, on Thursday, June 4th at 10:30 a.m. They will then be put on display at the museum's E-Game Revolution Exhibit.
The 15th finalist of the World Video Game Hall of Fame spans decades. Gaming platforms, as you can tell, from Sega Genesis to Game Boy to Atari. And also for handhelds as well, too, for tablets, smartphones, all that good stuff and whatnot. And the geographies, but what they will have all in common is their undeniable impact on the popular culture and society in general. That is so true. Pokemon, definitely. World of Warcraft, definitely. Super Mario Brothers, Pac-Man, Minecraft. I do agree in every single one of those games.
Yeah, those are all real top quality games there. The only thing missing would be maybe some of the games like that really started the first person shooter franchise, like Wolfenstein
3D. But you have to do a little more.
I know. I'm just saying. What about free games for the May?
Woo! We haven't had that in a while.
So PlayStation 4 looks like you're going to be getting Other One. Guacamole Super Championship Turbo Edition, which is a great game, by the way.
Guacamole.
Race the Sun.
Race the Sun.
And Hohokam.
And the Unfinished Swan.
Yeah.
That's for the PlayStation 4. PlayStation 3. Hohokam, of course. Race the Sun and the Unfinished Swan. PlayStation Vita, the same thing. Hohokam.
Murasaki Baby.
Race the Sun and Unfinished Swan. So pretty much all technically the same ones over again, but still.
Yeah. As we move into the Xbox, though, for May, our free games are going to be Pole Nation FX again, which I've actually tried that out a little bit. Not a bad game. Pretty solid graphics. Castle Storm Definitive Edition.
Sweet.
On the 360, we could get Mafia 2 for the first half of the month, and then the last half of the month, we get F1 2013.
Nice.
Not too bad, right? Yep. So, other than that, today we did have builds kicked off.
Yes.
In San Francisco. That's the Microsoft event. Talking about, everything Microsoft and more, essentially. A lot of different stuff. One of the things that they announced, and I actually got a chance to watch some video on this, and it's really looking pretty sweet, and that is Microsoft Edge. Microsoft Edge is the new browser. Previously it was known as Project Spartan.
Yeah.
But now it has actually got a full-on name, Microsoft Edge. Basically, what they what they're going for is the renamed browser includes a new page layout for new tabs, which creates what looks and feels like a customized homepage with links and thumbnails, websites you visit more frequently, web-based apps you use, personalized information pulled from Cortana. You get the ability to actually take notes and draw on the screen right on the browser. Things like that. It really looks pretty sweet. I can see it being a bit of a nightmare for somebody with some young kids, but always drawing on I want this kind of thing. But it looks really, really sweet. But they basically have stated they kind of want this to be the kind of your the edge of technology, the edge of the personalized browsing for you. So, and then they went into HoloLens, and Microsoft has revealed a partnership with Hearthstone game engine Unity for a free HoloLens toolset. As part of the deal, Unity called an expansion of the two companies' strategic collaboration. Microsoft Unity working together to offer optimal authoring solutions for HoloLens. This includes customizable tools, anchoring holographic objects to specific places in the real world was an example. Basically just to create all kind of manners of games and different apps. Which is actually a very, very good thing on that. So we'll have to see how that goes. They also announced that the language coding for apps in the Windows Store is going to be expanding. They plan to have Windows 10 on up to a billion devices within a year, I believe it was, which is
that's
pretty intense.
Should be doable.
Oh, it's doable. But they opened it up to multiple languages for coding. So if you have an app, say, on the iOS devices or Android or written in, you know, various different you know, languages, you'll be able to bring those over to the Windows Store very quickly and easily. And they'll be able to work on all Windows 10 devices. So your phone, your tablet, your PC, Xbox, etc. You'll also... What else was that there? Yeah, so that's covers that. And that looks very promising. They've got a lot of great stuff in the works for that. There's also a business side to the Windows Store now, too, that they're working on.
Really?
So if you're a corporation, or you've got a, you know, small group of employees, and you want to make sure they have access to certain apps, well, now you can actually customize the Windows Store to focus on those apps for them, or, you know, so everybody can get the same apps and be up to date and current or whatever you need to be. Also was announced that Adobe is working on some new apps specifically for the Windows Store, too, within their Premiere Elements and then all their the Element series of Photoshop and Premiere. On the other side of the build, Microsoft did announce one thing which is really pretty sweet, and that's Continuum, which I know we talked about that on the tablet side, where it turns your tablet, switches between tablet and PC and on the tablet mode. Now it is going to be coming to your Windows 10 phones. So think about this. You're working on your phone, you get some emails in, and you're like, oh, I need to get this Word document out right away, and you don't want to mess with that small screen typing. Well, plug it into a monitor. Walk into the next hotel where they've got a station set up where you just plug in and start typing. Now your phone becomes a full-on PC.
Multi stuff going on this.
Yes. So you actually have the ability to do this. One example was given, you got to get some work done. Your kids want to watch a movie. You plug it into the TV, play back a video while you're
whatever
on the screen.
A movie, you know, video, whatever.
Whatever you want to watch, you know, for your kids while you're doing the work on the tablet on the phone. So, I mean, it's pretty sweet. It's not going to be quite the same as full on Windows 10, but it's going to give you a full PC experience. Sounds pretty sweet, right?
Fucking awesome.
And then, last, I got an a message on Xbox Live. Let me see if I can bring up my smart glass here and get that message real quick here. Microsoft has updated the preview program to give us access to an app. This app, I'll give you the name of here, should give you a pretty clear idea what it is. Where's my messages? So the message came in. The wireless display app is now available in preview. Wireless display app. It goes on to say, to get it, choose launch app below to launch the Xbox preview dashboard and then start the Extend Your Screens quest. So this leads me to believe that when I get a chance to try this either tonight or tomorrow, that I will be able to extend the screen from my phone or my tablet or my PC directly to the Xbox One. This could make streaming movies, TV shows, or whatever
YouTube
content I have on my computer
okay
to the TV through my Xbox One a lot easier.
Yeah. Oh, look at this picture. Well, there it is.
Yep.
Just imagine doing a... You know, looking at the finished product of a photo that you edit at Photoshop, and like, oh, let me go do it on my 4K TV. Well, there it is.
Yeah,
that would be pretty awesome. Yeah. So this would be a pretty crazy thing to do.
Yeah,
this would be a great thing to do. Let's see, what else do we have on
I think that's gonna be it for the news. I'm double checking one last thing here. We can get things to load.
Avengers Assemble.
Right.
Oh wait, hold on.
The next, see, we have a new trailer was released
for The Witch Hunter?
The Witch Hunter.
Oh, The Last Witch Hunter.
The Last Witch Hunter, which stars Vin Diesel.
Let's see what else he got here. That's about it.
Yeah, that's it.
Fail on their side.
Oh, well.
Well, again, guys, we told you... Oh, yes! I forgot to tell you guys. Another late-breaking news. Give you guys a little heads up. 2 weeks ago, I was at the Star Wars Celebration 2015 Anaheim Convention Center.
Yes, yes, yes.
I was only there for 1 day, but I really don't care. 1 day is great enough for me, in my opinion. Showing up over there, I see people walking from the Disney parking lot wearing Stormtrooper outfit. You know, there's a dude... He was so built, like, muscle-wise. He kind of looked like, how can I say this? A roided-up 6'5" tall Yoda.
Ooh.
Yeah, that was pretty cool. I'll have pictures up for you guys on that. There was also, picture content, too, as well. There was a lot of Star Wars crossover. Like, they had a Deadpool Stormtrooper.
Okay.
Which is pretty cool. They had a Minion Bounty Hunter.
Huh.
That one's pretty cool too. I got pictures of that too as well. There was also one very particular character that I saw, which is really blew my mind, high detailed, is Starkiller from The Force Unleashed. Just any Starkiller, but the dark side ending of Starkiller when he was turned into a robot after he killed Darth Vader.
Ooh.
You know, he had the mask going on, the small blades coming in the hands, all that kind of stuff and whatnot.
Yeah.
And the guy fit it perfectly.
Nice.
Yes, there was also, of course, the 501st Legion, where my friends, several of my friends are joined with. I mean, everything was there. We saw Anthony Daniels walking around, greeting people in the line.
Nice.
And before the day one started on a Thursday, people were camping out for the J.J. Abrams panel, the first panel.
Yeah.
Well, if you guys haven't heard the news, since there were a lot of people waiting in line, like, you know, 10, 11 at night, J.J. Abrams decided to buy everybody pizza in that line, out of his own pocket.
Nice guy.
That's how you know he respects... This community, this cult following of Star Wars.
I'm sure he just had to call pizza and say, "I'm J.J. Abrams. I want the deal."
Hey, I'm J.J. Abrams. Don't make me leash on Kylo Ren on you. But yeah, so there's a lot of stuff going on, and also next year. Star Wars Celebration 2016 will be held in London, England. So Ooh. For the people that procrastinated for the 2015, you guys are screwed until they bring it back in California.
That's not too bad of a trip.
That's a lot more money on the trip on there.
Oh, I know.
Yeah, so...
Speaking of conventions, it has been announced for BotCon. I can't recall where it's at right now, but for BotCon, there are some packages available... they're probably going very, very quick to not only have a chance to meet and take a picture with Frank Welker, Megatron.
Yeah.
Special kind of get-together with him before his... I think he's got a panel going on, too, and there's also a special thing with Peter Cullen as well, Optimus Prime. So if you want to check that out, I think it might be Texas this year.
Uh-huh.
I can't recall exactly where it was. I would love to go, but I know that's not going to happen this year. It also may look like third-party toys for the Transformers will be essentially banned from the convention. We don't know for sure. This hasn't been confirmed, but I'm hearing some rumors on that. So just a heads up on that, which is understandable. I mean, Hasbro's got a lot invested in this, and a lot of third-party companies are putting stuff out and making money off of the property.
Uh-huh. So. Yeah, well, that's it for this week here, folks. Make sure to follow our main website for upcoming news, events, new articles, new podcasts like we're doing here right now, like our Facebook page as always. Make sure we still have our steady...
Steadicam contest is still going, per se. Mimi is actually getting ready to relaunch the contest.
Yep.
So it may be changed a little bit around. Lack of participation does that sometimes.
I know, guys. Please, spread the word. Come on. That's why you said spread the word on us, like us. Hit us like.
You made Mimi mad.
I know.
No, I'm kidding.
It's okay, though. But, you know, this is going on.
It's okay. We still want to give it away. We're gonna keep trying to give stuff away as we can. So, yeah, be sure to check out the site. We're trying to bring more content to the actual website. More content coming to Facebook for you as well. Just keep on.
I want to make sure. Hopefully, you guys watch Avengers 2. I know you guys will. Overseas, it already shattered $205 million in 3 days of pretty much last weekend. Past weekend. And what else? We're at 2shotsofgeek.com. We're here bringing the future 8 bits at a time. You know what? I've always wanted to say this. Avengers? See what I did there?